This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It is Mark with you,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Or you can use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the account there, and then you can call in and sound great, because the people who call in from there do sound good. It's much better. The voice over IP technology is just a lot better, and you can take advantage of it here. I think this is the only commercial radio program that really lets you do that. The number, 855-450-3733. Melanie, it's Father's Day.
Yes.
And you've got some kind of article, blog post, that kind of thing about fathers?
Yeah, so it's from MU, which I, as far as I can tell, is Maine University. It appears to be a literature review. I'm not entirely sure. But from, it was written by Jeffrey and Wilcox Bradford, and they are sciencey people. So
okay.
So it's fathers and their impact on children's well-being. A noted sociologist, Dr. David is one of the pioneers of the relatively young field of research into fathers and fatherhood.
Why is this a young area of research?
So, according to at least Google Scholar, there's tons and tons of research on the effects of absent fathers, and not a whole lot on the effects of actually having one.
I would think that the effects of absent fathers is generally quantified in the negative, right? Like, I mean,
oh yeah,
that doesn't sound like a good thing.
Well, and I think that's the difference, is we're used to originally having fathers present in the home, and that's why the absence was the aberration, so we studied the aberration.
Well, and to be fair, you don't have a lot of studies on people without heart disease, people without cancer, like people without X disease, that you use them as a control in a study about the disease, but, I mean, to be fair, that is typically how we do studies.
I guess you're right.
Like if there was a study on people who have never had the cold.
I mean, that would be really interesting, but it's just not how that usually happens.
But yeah, because most people haven't had heart disease, haven't had any given, well, in this case, a problem. So you go based on what the ordinary thing is to say, okay, variations on what you expect do this.
It's also probably a lot easier to get a hold of people who, kids who don't have dads, to do studies on them. You're probably paying the moms to, or pressuring them through various benefit agencies, and it's probably really easy to get a hold of those kids. Not so much, I would imagine, kids of intact families.
So, tell me, what are these? What are the studies finding about fathers? Homes with fathers, this radical notion.
Yeah, so it's better emotional regulation, better academic results, better cognitive ability, although I'm going to go ahead and admit that that might have a causation issue.
Like?
So that the kids who have greater cognitive ability just might be correlated rather than caused by those that are in homes with fathers.
Yeah, so an intelligent mom is more likely to have more intelligent kids. She's also more likely to, you know, not go out and get knocked up.
And they have found a very strong link, not an entire link, but a very strong link of genetics for intelligence.
Got it. Yes. Yeah, genetics and intelligence. I know people don't want to think they're linked, but they're linked. You know, I'll bet you Albert Einstein's parents weren't a couple of idiots, you know.
They're also less likely to be abused for various reasons. Although in the U.S., it's just more of a spectrum than a question, are you abused? But, you know, there is
that. It sounds like you're against spanking.
Yeah, hitting people is bad in general.
Even if it's on the tush and with your hand, open-handed.
I tend to think, as a parent, that I know that so there's studies that link spanking to lower IQs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, like, this really is correlative data to me, because I'm pretty sure that people touching people in the bottom doesn't cause their IQ to go down. So,
well, so the thing with that, a lot of it really has to do with the way that your body responds to a dangerous environment.
It's terror.
Right. So the more cortisol levels have a tendency when you're developing to kill your neurons, both in utero and after birth.
Because your body and your brain says, this is an environment where the most important thing I'm going to have to do is run away and kill things. And so it develops your body to run away and kill things.
Right. So they find similar problems with kids in war environments and things like that.
Yeah.
So what it says to me is that the problem is terror. And I think that it is possible to use corporal punishment in a home. Not that I'm recommending it. I'm just saying, is it possible to use corporal punishment without the child being terrorized? And I think the answer to that could be yes. Do some people use corporal punishment way too much and terrorize their children? Sure.
What is even the purpose of hitting somebody?
That's a different question.
Both not, and it's obviously not defensive, and it's not acting as a deterrent, because if you're not scaring them of it, then it's not acting a deterrent. So what would even be the point? At that point, you're just being weird.
Okay, so consequences to an action is different than terrorizing people, right? Like, so scared of something happening. Like, I don't jump off of bridges because I am scared of the result. I'm not terrorized by the notion. I do not have, I don't know, what is it when you stand on top of
bridges don't, like, throw you off of themselves they get mad at you.
Sure.
That's not how bridges operate.
So good parenting could be, good parenting is parenting where the kid knows what the consequences of actions are. That could include corporal punishment. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and there's a difference between this is what my action does and this is what my action causes someone else to do.
Sure.
And, I mean, if someone four times your size picked you up and slapped you on the butt, you'd probably be pretty scared.
Well, you'd be scared that could happen again. Like, if you say, okay, so you may not, and I don't have a circumstance to tell you about because I've never used corporal punishment on my son.
I think that's kind of indicative of what is reasonable.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are people out there that would argue that no punishment is acceptable. Simply none. Like, they don't draw the line at corporal punishment.
From talking to them would define punishment differently than maybe it's used in common usage.
Okay.
Well, if by punishment you mean, like, we don't get to do your favorite thing, we don't get to have your favorite meal, go to the park, things that you like, that is a form of punishment. I mean, there's a difference between positive and negative punishment and sure. Positive and negative reward, but...
What about timeouts? That would be a negative punishment, right?
Yeah, and a less terrifying one by far.
Certainly, but... the system we use for timeouts, and we haven't used them in many years. I think the last time
I would hope not, because he's what, like 12?
He's 12, right? But the system was a minute for every year of age. So I recall the last one, he was 4 years old, and he had just gotten a bicycle that he wanted very badly to show his friends who I had working on the roof of a shed with giant pieces of sheet metal, for a metal roof. And I made it very clear to him multiple times he may not be where he was with his bicycle, because if a giant piece of metal fell, it would cleave him in half. This did not deter him, because he didn't understand what being cleaved in half really meant. Kill you, any of these terminology, just wasn't working. And I, said, if you don't get out of there right now, you're going into timeout. And mind you, this was 8 years ago. And he didn't, and he did. And he was very upset about the entire notion. He's probably only went into timeout a dozen times in his life. But that's my same point about corporal punishment, is that if a child, 12 years old, had received corporal punishment over 12 times in the course of their life, they're probably not terrorized by it. That's what my point is. However, if you use spanking on your kid every day, well, yeah, maybe that's it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want. want to talk about, but today is Father's Day, so we're talking about dads. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And Melanie, before we go on with your article about dads, and what was the positivity of having fathers in the home? It was...
So, better emotional regulation, less abuse, better academic outcomes, and the best one, the one I'm going to dispute, higher IQ.
And you're disputing that it's higher IQ because...
Because... Well, you're not disputing that fathers in the home.
Right, you're not disputing it's that that's the case, yeah. Just
it's
which came first.
It's correlated, yeah.
It's correlated. All right, there you go. So, let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina first. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
I was thinking to myself, you know, with regard to the way in which a father should deal with his children or the way a government should deal with it, with the people for whom it's working, is as follows. The person should always think about achieving a variable ratio positive reinforcement schedule. In other words, the father and the government should both lead by rewarding the people or the child for doing the right thing and it kind of ignoring, to the extent that that's possible, the wrong thing. If you pay attention to the wrong thing by slapping the kid around, the kid in a kind of way is getting a little bit of a reinforcement for doing that by getting the attention of the parent. Even though it's very negative, what he really wants is attention because that's what he finds reinforcing. So hitting the kid actually rewards the father in a kind of backhanded way because he's getting he's feeling the contact with his child by hitting the child, so he's being reinforced by that in a negative kind of a way. But he should understand that the way you should do it is to reward the kid for doing the right by giving him some little thing that he finds rewarding, like maybe it's a pat on the shoulder, good boy, you did the right thing, that was phenomenal, just look at how much success you've had. You know, when I was a child, occasionally I was half Jewish and half Christian, and I used to go to compare the Catholic Church with the synagogue, and the synagogue used exactly the philosophy. Everybody was complimenting on each other, what a great job they did during the week, and how phenomenal business deals, whereas the Catholic Church before 1965 was the fear of God, you know, and the priest, he had a public address system, and it was a CD system, and sometimes occasionally there would be voices coming in from the outside, and he would attribute that to the devil. The devil was in control, and he would reprimand the devil in front of all the people, and it was just so negative.
Really?
And
my thought of a Catholic Church, I would think of that as a, you know, more fundamentalist thing, reprimanding the devil or whatever in the middle of the service. But, I mean, I guess if I was thinking about that, neither the synagogues nor the churches right now are exactly adding members. It's only these big mega churches with these charismatic preachers that really seem to be adding anybody.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, the mega churches, if you take a look at the really successful ones, they're using a variable ratio reinforcement schedule. There could be things.
Okay.
They're saying,
what do you think that phrase means?
That means that you reinforce the person for not everything that they do that's great, but just first the first thing, and then maybe the next time the third thing.
It's a slot machine. It's a way to create an addiction.
Yeah, and you're trying to addict the child to good behavior.
Exactly.
Well, an addiction is not healthy regardless of what the object of it is. It's a way to screw up your serotonin levels is what it is at base.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use addiction for this, I mean, I'm addicted to walking upright to get from point A to point B.
But you're not, but that's not a type of, that's not like a type of a way to create an addiction. Like, a variable reward system is a type of a way to create an addiction. It's how creators of products will create their products to create that so that people become addicted to them. It's what happens when you do heroin.
You want to have people become addicted to success, addicted to doing the right thing, addicted to do things that are consistent.
You really don't, because then they're still unhealthy. You want people to be good people and do the right thing.
Well, so, I mean, part of the whole addiction thing is how your brain rewards you for a set of behavior. If your dopamine system says, okay, keep doing this, reinforces these pathways in your brain so that you keep doing that behavior, that's exactly what you want for good behavior.
It's really not, because then you it doesn't stay at a baseline, which is why it's an addiction and not just a physiological
drive. So
they'll
do more
drive.
Good things?
You'll need more rewards.
That's actually the thing about variable rate reinforcement.
So if you do every single time, so when a child is very, very young, you reward them as often as possible for the behavior you like when they're learning to walk and things like that. But as they get older, you spend less and less time with them, and it becomes more of a variable rate.
But that's not a variable rate reward system, though. That's
whether or not you will notice, whether or not you'll be around. Those are things that vary the rate of
reward. Like a random chance on a given day or week at the same age. You'll either get nothing or something small or something. It's not like, oh, well, at the age of 10, at random, I either reward you with nothing, a candy bar, or a pony. Like, that would be a variable reward
ratio. That's not rate. He's saying variable rate. So, clasp on the shoulder and saying good job is a reward. Now, if you do that every single time for behavior, it's going to encode that quickly, but it's going to have a short-term effect. Now, if you do that at maybe you'll do that once today and twice tomorrow for the same behavior.
The system that you're describing is what is used in Candy Crush slot machines and, to some extent, heroin.
Well, right. It's something that can be used for good or bad.
It's an inherently bad system.
Let's leave it at that. Robert, where are you going with this?
I agree with everything that the gentleman said. What I'm going with this is our society, unfortunately, is a neglected society. We have too many people running around without these schedules in the background. The government really doesn't pay attention to us. For example, right now, the most important thing that the president is doing really great things, but it's not trickling down to the people, because you call up the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, which is our employment agency, and they'll put you on the line. You'll have a choice of number one or number two. Number two is the Work Intermediation Department. In other words, where they have you come in and talk to you about different job possibilities. They're completely closed down. They had 45 people working there. Now they have 450 people working there, and all 450 people are trying to get money to the people who are claiming unemployment compensation insurance. And there's nobody helping people who want to get jobs. It's completely closed by telephone and also for walk-ins. And some people are not good at marketing themselves. They can't sell themselves. How are they're people maybe who are doing kinds of jobs where they're doing maintenance or something like that. Those people who do maintenance and who do computer kinds of things, they're not people kind of people in a lot of cases. They're machine.
It must be a lot different around America right now than my experience here in New Hampshire, where I see signs up for advertising $18 an hour warehouse jobs and all kinds of things that are going on. But, I don't know. The number, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As predicted, COVID-19 outbreaks are sprouting up around the United States. The coronavirus death toll here is approaching 120,000, and there are more than 2.2 million cases. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Trump administration is keeping an eye on areas with flare-ups of the disease.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
This is USA Radio News. The House is getting ready for a vote this week on a bill to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes, so they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic. A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. Three other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reddy. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
That is Peakless. A mountaineer without a peak. Is that right?
That's right.
Where'd you get that from?
Well, it's the opposite of a bottomless pit is a peakless mountain. I'm on the way up.
There we go. Let me tell you about the AnyPay Ambassador Program. So if you're familiar with cryptocurrency, if you want to see cryptocurrency adoption happen around the world, you might want to check out the AnyPay Ambassador Program, because what they did was they incentivized people to go out into their communities and find businesses that will accept cryptocurrency and get, and onboard them, help them out. You know, get them that first wallet and make everything happen for them. If you're interested in being compensated for bringing businesses in your area on board with cryptocurrency, compensated in many cases quite well, go to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com. So, Melanie, we're talking about apparently there weren't a lot of studies on homes with fathers, just studies on homes without them. But you would think that a study on a home without a father would compare those homes to, I don't know, homes with fathers. So please, go on with the study here.
Yeah, so then it says, fathers have a direct impact on the well-being of their children. It's important for professionals to work with to work with fathers, especially in difficult, emotionally charged areas in which CPS... Okay, yeah, well, we don't like them.
I wonder how many families that CPS deals with actually have fathers in them.
So I did want to mention, I thought it was interesting that our last caller brought up that, well, fathers and the government should act like this. And it's interesting because we're automatically put in a situation where the, apparent legitimate authority is a government figure when we go to school.
They use terms like fatherland and motherland to describe the place you're from. Now, the government often inserts itself into this. Somehow they represent the land, right? You know, when you say the United States of America, you could be referring to a variety of things. You could be, referring to the amber waves of grain, the purple mountains' majesty, the sea to shining sea aspect, you know, meaning, in fact, the land. And America is blessed, the United States is blessed with this, you know, big, expansive, wonderful nation. You could be referring to the people of the United States, and they are the ones that, over the course of close to 250 years now, managed to make the nation the premier nation in the world. Okay? You could be referring to the government of that country. And oftentimes the government would like to throw the mantle of the land and the mantle of the people onto themselves because those things have been pretty successful, at least in the United States. But usually, everywhere, world round, the government refers to the most successful band of liars and thieves apparent.
Well, and that's usually what we're referring to if I say, okay, China did this, or Bolivia did that. I'm usually referring to the government.
Right.
I mean, I'm not, obviously, the land didn't, pick itself up and do these actions. And most of the time, it's not even the people that did them, it's their leadership.
Yeah, and in a lot of countries don't even have the veneer of democracy, which isn't even people doing anything either.
Right.
I'm also not convinced it exists on the federal level, but that's a whole separate issue.
There's no evidence of it.
Yeah, so like Saudi Arabia did this. I don't mean the people of Saudi Arabia. I mean
the 10 guys at the top with bombs. That's what everyone's always talking about, even if they will argue otherwise.
Right, and oftentimes people refer to their own nation in the familiar with the, the people and that sort of thing.
We did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went into Iraq. Really? You did? I did? Who was this?
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking is say the Pledge of Allegiance, right? If you say that I've got a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever the case, or the Star Spangled Banner, the Kavanaugh comes to mind. Kaepernick. Kaepernick comes to mind. What you'll get is the flag represents the people, and okay, the flag represents the people.
And conveniently enough, so do governments in democratic nations.
So they claim.
Andy.
Flags have traditionally been banners of war, and wars aren't fought by people as much as they're fought by governments, and people are incentivizing them, so it's all this mishmash.
And I would be willing to believe that if the people who said that the flag represents the people would object when the government uses it to represent itself. But that I have never seen that happen, not once. So I'm going to go ahead and think that they're not telling the truth when they tell me that to them it represents people.
Well, and you brought up the motherland thing, too. And occasionally it's fatherland. The only one I can think of is Germany.
Germany really liked the fatherland thing. Yeah,
it's really rare to see fatherland. You see motherland all the time because what are you going to defend with your life and blood, your mother?
Makes some sense.
That's kind of weird, but...
Well, I mean, there's a reason that jokes about someone's mother are very offensive. Like, that's a soft spot for people. So they tap into that, natural desire to protect your own family and say, okay, well, that's us now.
Yeah, but you don't want your kids defending you. I mean, not, like, physically.
Sure you do.
If you get older, I suppose.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it matters when you become an adult. And as you become an adult, your mother tends to be frail, and so you become more protective.
Yeah, I think that the government, when I say the government, the criminal gang that parades around as your surrogate family, this is, it's despicable, frankly. And not surprising when you... Now, I mean, we live in a world where the state is supposed to take care of your medical. It's supposed to take care of your education. It's supposed to take care of everything about you. I mean, how could you do anything but compare that to parents? I mean, that's what parents do to incompetent children.
I mean, if you have really bad parents, I guess they treat you like the government, but... Or treat you like the government treats you, but...
Well, the idea is that you get, at some point, you're out on your own taking care of yourself. Good parents, hopefully, a good father, has made it so that you can take care of yourself, and...
I'd say that's the defining line right there. I mean, the father that wants you to become capable, to find your own voice and your own place in the world, that is, that's the defining line of what a good father versus a tyrannical father is.
So now we have gotten into my radical notion on age of consent. I know, libertarians talking about age of consent. If you can't, my contention is that you are an adult when you can take care of yourself. Well, the evidence that that you can take care of yourself. Now, certainly not the only evidence, but the evidence that often is the case in America is that you live on your own somehow. Maybe you've got roommates, maybe or whatever, but that therefore... If somebody's able to move out on their own at 16, fine. They're able to make decisions for themselves. They're able to pay their bills. They're able to do things. Fine. Age of consent.
Well, it's usually illegal for them to move out.
In some states, yes. Some states, no. New Hampshire doesn't have any real rules on that, but it's hard to find an apartment. But you may be able to find a roommate. On the other hand, if you're 28 and haven't done it, well, maybe your parents' opinion on whether or not you should be out gallivanting around is relevant.
Well, but that's between you and them. It's still not rape if someone sleeps with a 28-year-old, regardless of if they knew the situation or not, who is still financially dependent on their parents just because they're lazy.
It's more of a should in my case. Like, you shouldn't be out there participating in the activity that results in kids.
You shouldn't be risking incurring obligations that you can't satisfy, and you obviously can't take care of a kid if you can't even take care of yourself.
We agree.
Yeah, caring for yourself is proof of moral agency, but not caring for yourself isn't proof that you don't have it.
Got it. I'll think about that. 855, what do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Father's Day on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all need to do our part
and show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now. A 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Just so you know, it doesn't matter when you're listening to Free Talk Live. We are on the air 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, I say we're live every day, but in fact, we are headed off to the Porcupine Freedom Festival come Tuesday. So the schedule is that Ian will head up on Monday. I will run the show tomorrow on a day that I don't normally run the show, which is fine. I mean, you know, no big deal. But then they will be up there, and they will not be taking calls. You will still be able to listen, of course. The show will air from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's when we'll send it out. Some stations carry it at different times. And you could... I mean, basically, it's you can listen like you normally do. You can't call in is for 2 weeks. And then after that, we're back in studio and, you know, we're going to be doing it again. So
the sacrifices you make to go out to the middle of the woods.
Indeed. Right. You just can't broadcast from there. If you want, however, if you think in the next 2 weeks there's going to be something you want to talk about, now's the time to call 855-450-3733. Because it's Father's Day, we've been talking about, well, this blog post on some studies surrounding fatherhood and families with fathers in them. So I think it's a good day to talk about that.
And I wanted to make a note on the first thing you mentioned, the ability to deal with your emotions. And that does tend to show up as a difference in parenting styles on average between mothers and fathers. Mothers have a tendency to sort of comfort the child and make them okay when they feel upset by something, whereas fathers have a tendency to more encourage them to cope with those bad emotions.
Yeah, I wonder why that is necessarily. Is it just that, I mean, I believe that to be 100% true, at least that's how it is for me.
Well, part of it's exploration. So, like, if you explore too much, well, then the world is too unknown and you just can't cope with it and you can't bring it into a workable framework. But if you spend too much time where things are familiar, then you don't learn anything new. So that tends to be, you know, mom is the known place. Well, I at least spent 9 months there, so I know that. that place pretty well.
Yep.
And dad tends to be the, okay, well, I work outside and I'm on the edge of whatever our world is where things are a little bit more unknown. So it's the encouragement to go explore that.
Yeah, I'm much more likely to send Jack out to, you know, explore the world on his own than my wife is or was. And she's certainly coming around, wants to see a 12-year-old out doing things like that. But it took a little longer, and
we don't see it as easily for whatever reason.
Meeting women?
Yes. Okay. I don't know why. Like, Lysander has been crawling and sitting up since, I mean, for the past, what, like 6 months. And it was like last week that I was like, and at first they're kind of wobbly, so you can't really sit them necessarily and just walk off. But it was like 2 weeks ago where I was like, oh yeah, I don't have to actually like bring your whole car seat in and put it in the basket. I could just like sit you in this seat in the cart because you can actually sit up. Like, that didn't occur to me for no apparent reason. And I am not a person who likes to hide things from myself. That doesn't mean I never do. That's still there, but yeah, that was way too long to just not realize that. And I don't think Bob would have had that problem.
I think that I've heard so many different things about households with fathers versus households without, and it seems like the effects tend to be largely positive. Now, if you watch Hollywood movies, in many cases, you'll find, in fact, the father, the birth father portrayed as this lout or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, you know, the evidence seems to be that households with dads in them just seem, the results seem to be a lot better. And so, you know, on Father's Day, I'd say thanks, dads, the ones that are doing their best out there. And you can't always be the dad in the house. It isn't always the option.
Well, but you can pretty much pick one or the other at a given time. Either you're the one that's soothing the child and making them comfortable and healing them from the scrapes and scratches of the world, or you're the one that's not doing that and sort of encouraging them to go out there and get those scrapes and scratches.
I think that it's a a balancing act. You know, you gotta sometimes you gotta do it and sometimes
and
you don't.
And so we can overcome our biology to some extent. Because that's more difficult to consciously try to override those systems, it's going to be less effective. If you try to, and I don't know, maybe like some gay people have that, which is why their families also work out. But if you're talking about hetero couples or hetero not anymore couples, I think that's going to be less effective because you're trying to override what's already subconsciously inherently there.
Does the article have anything more to say about dads and the benefits thereof?
I mean, that was just a listing of the benefits, and it goes into some of why that is.
Well, tell me.
Yeah, so fathers are more than just second adults in the home, he says. Adult fathers bring positive benefits to their children that no other person is likely to bring. One of the most important influences a father can have on his child is indirect. Fathers influence their children in large part through the quality of their relationship with the mother of their children. A father who has a good relationship with the mother of their children is, this print is really tiny, is more likely to be involved and to spend time with their children and to have children who are psychologically and emotionally healthier. Similarly, a mother who feels less affirmed by her children's father and who enjoys the benefits of a happy relationship is more likely to be a good mother. Indeed, the quality of the relationship affects the parenting behavior of both parents. They are more responsive, affectionate, and confident with their infants, more self-controlled in dealing with defiant toddlers, and better confidants for teenagers seeking advice and emotional support.
Yeah, I think that, again, I mean, I'm always reminded of the statement that was made to me. Yeah, it's the most important decision in your life you're going to make.
Without a doubt.
It's just, I mean, it.
Pick the wrong job, pick the wrong house. You can fix that later.
Yeah. And you can fix the pick the wrong spouse thing. It's just costly and painful.
And there's a time limit.
Well, you can, and then now you're divorced, and even if you don't have kids yet, you're trying to sell yourself as a person who sold themselves wrong in the past. That's going to limit your options.
It limits options? I mean, does anybody date based on the fact that the person that they're dating has been divorced?
Well, I mean, if you're 20, you have a lot more options open to you than when you're 30. So if you spend, like, you know, however long figuring out whether or not this relationship works and then it crashing and then going through divorce court, then you're going to have a lot harder of a chance getting a good mate the second time around.
Wait, because you're looking at, I haven't, like, surveyed people about what they look at negatively, but, I mean, I looked at that negatively because you're saying, hi, the only thing that you want out of me is to make sure that I'm a good person to marry, and it's the thing that you know I messed up in the past. I don't see how that's not a mark against you.
Huh. I dated for some time before I met my wife, and I wouldn't have thought, I mean, divorce wouldn't have mattered to me. If somebody was in a long-term relationship and that broke up, whether they were divorced or not, obviously, if they had kids, would have been, I guess, something I thought about.
Yeah, that was just no, but...
Well, it wasn't no, but...
If you're dating and you're 37, you have less options inherently, and so maybe that's less of a red mark. If you're dating and you're 22, there's no reason you need to date somebody who's divorced.
Well, and part of it is, if you're divorced, I mean, were they actually a good person? Now, if they were, you ran them off. Have you changed has something catalyzed a change since then? And if they weren't a good person, then you might not be the best judge of character. So either way, you've got kind of a mark against
you. Yeah, because you want me to marry you, but you've been willing to dissolve a marriage in the past. You're going to have some explaining to do. No, that can be redeemed, right? Like, just because it's a red mark. Like, I've known people who, when they were really young, they were, you know, really not sober and got married in a really bad relationship and then got divorced. And then 10 years passed and they've, you know, went back to school and got sober and got a job and, you know, set their life up and got everything you would have to do. And then 10, 15 years later, it's like, I wouldn't, like, yeah, you're going to have to explain that, but it's something you can recover from. But if there's you who's recovered from that, some people who've done it and not recovered and not changed in any way, and then some people who've never had that problem before, like,
all still... things being equal, someone who's never been married is going to be more desirable.
I guess. I mean, I maybe to you, I just never really thought of it that way. To me, it's like the right person isn't the right person for everybody. It's the right person for some people. And
well, and that's why we date and court and figure out whether you actually want to marry them or not.
Right, so
but they were wrong before. Why? Like, you're entering into a contract with them, and they were wrong before.
Right, I've what
been
changed?
Wrong. I've been wrong so many times. The number, 855-450-3733, here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.